The Gospel of our Lord this morning comes from Matthew. Jesus said, "No one knows, however, when that day and hour will come, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son. The Father alone knows. The coming of the Son of Man will be like what happened in the time of Noah. In the days before the flood, people ate and drank. Men and women married up to the very day Noah went into the boat. Yet they did not realize what was happening until the flood came and swept them all away. That is how it will be when the Son of Man comes. At that time, two men will be working in a field. One will be taken away, the other will be left behind. Two women will be at a mill grinding meal. One will be taken away, the other will be left behind. Watch out then, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. If the owner of a house knew the time when the thief would come, you can be sure that he would stay awake and not let the thief break into his house. So then, you also must always be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him." This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, one of our most basic human needs is to have certainty. We want to know that things are stable enough so that we can make plans for the future. For example, over this past week, we've all wondered about the weather. Like some of you, our family had Thanksgiving travel plans for both Thursday and Friday, and we weren't sure we'd be able to make the drive. We had to wait and see, and for a family of planners, that was hard. Maybe you can relate to this. We all crave certainty in bigger things too, don't we? We buy insurance to protect everything from our vehicles to our very lives. Of course, behind this need for certainty, we have a powerful survival instinct that seeks to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Yet sometimes being a follower of Jesus challenges our need for certainty. On this first Sunday of Advent, we begin a time of looking back to remember how God promised to send a Messiah to save us. And we look forward to that time when this Messiah, Jesus, will return. Still, as we heard 2 weeks ago and as we're reminded again today, we can't be certain about the timing of these things because not even Jesus knows when this will be. So in this uncertainty, we can feel worried and afraid. However, the good news today is that Jesus offers us something greater than certainty. However, before we hear this good news, I'd like to offer a few brief observations about our gospel reading. Again, since Advent is the beginning of our church year, we shift our focus to a different gospel at this time. Last year's focus was Luke, and now we're into Matthew. Bible scholars think that Matthew was written around 80 CE, about 50 years after Jesus' time. The earliest believers lived with the expectation that Jesus would return within their lifetime. But as the years went by, some became less convinced about this. Their lack of certainty left them feeling unsure about their faith. So the author of Matthew probably wrote this gospel to encourage these believers not to lose hope. We also think that Matthew's community was a group of Jewish Christians that must have struggled with their place in the world. After all, they had been raised in the Jewish faith, but by becoming followers of Jesus, they had eventually been thrown out of the synagogues and were then alienated from many of their friends and family. And as a result, these believers lived with a great deal of uncertainty and wanted to know that everything was going to be okay. I think we can relate to some of these experiences, especially our struggles with change and uncertainty. But we have a difficult time really hearing a part of what Jesus is saying today, because some voices in our modern culture have warped the way we hear a key part of this text. Many of you may be familiar with the best-selling book series, Left Behind, by authors Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins. The Left Behind series describes a fictional account of the end times set in our modern age. And this depiction, unfortunately, is not entirely faithful to Scripture, at least not our Lutheran understanding of it. And this is especially true with today's gospel reading. The title of the Left Behind series comes from the idea of the rapture, the idea that the true believers in Christ will be the first collected by Jesus in his return, leaving many non-believers behind for a period of time. In today's reading, though, it's important to note that Jesus compares the coming of the Son of Man, his own return, to the days of Noah. During Noah's time, most people didn't realize that a catastrophic flood was coming. So Jesus says that these unfaithful people were swept away. That means that it was Noah and his family that were the ones left behind. According to Matthew's gospel today, Jesus claims that it will be the same when he returns. Beginning in verse 40, he says, "At that time, two men will be working in a field. One will be taken away, the other will be left behind. Two women will be at a mill, grinding meal. One will be taken away, the other will be left behind." Like the faithful Noah who was left behind with his family, Jesus' followers will remain. Still, even hearing this explanation, I'm sure we probably have a few questions and concerns. We naturally wonder, am I one of the faithful? Or what about those who are taken away? What happens to them? Again, we want answers. We want certainty. But that's usually not what we find in Scripture. The goal of Scripture is not to give us God's detailed plan for the future. I believe Scripture is meant to help us trust that God is good and faithful, and that God loves all people. And what's more, in our gospel today, Jesus offers us something beyond certainty. Notice in our reading that the faithful, the man in the field and the woman at the mill, are left behind to continue their work. According to some experts on human behavior, certainty is actually our lowest human need. What we desire more than certainty are things like love and connection, and for our lives to make a positive contribution to the world. In other words, we want meaningful relationships where we can share our gifts and our whole selves with others. And in order to find this, we're even willing to take risks that challenge our need for certainty. I don't know about you, but I can relate to this contradiction in these various needs. About 4 years ago, the first time that I went to Luther Seminary in St. Paul as a student, I was struggling with the uncertainty of this whole process, and I was telling some of my classmates about this. Somehow I believed I was doing the right thing, but I wasn't sure what God was specifically calling me to do. So one of my friends asked me, "Well, what would you be willing to stay up all night to do? What are you most passionate about?" I actually didn't have an immediate answer, but I've thought about this conversation many times since. I'm happy to say that I found several areas in ministry where I feel that my gifts and passions meet other people's needs, but I still continue to struggle with this at times, and I need regular help from God and important people in my life to help me find my way forward one step at a time. But how about you? If you had to, what would you be willing to stay up all night to do? What gifts, what passions has God given you to meet the needs of those around you? Maybe you've already discovered some of these, and maybe you still have some questions. From conversations I've had with people, this is usually a lifelong process of working with God and trusted people in a person's life. I've even heard people in retirement say that they're still working on this. So bringing it back to Advent, I think we're pretty good about, during the season, focusing on the past, remembering how Jesus was expected here on earth, and we're even pretty good at thinking about the future when Jesus will return and make things all new and right. Yet what does Advent mean for our lives today? That's always the key question in any season. Where is God at work in your lives, in our church, and in our community right now? Our December theme at Calvary is light. And I love the way our reading from Isaiah connects to this theme, helping us make a connection to our lives at the present moment. After Isaiah describes a hopeful future where all the nations will worship God and look to God for guidance on how to live, when all the nations will be at peace with one another, Isaiah ends with these words: "Now, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light which the Lord gives us." Now, today, descendants of Jacob and people of Calvary, let us walk in the light which the Lord gives us. That's a powerful call to action to follow, don't you think? While we want certainty, to be able to make plans for our lives, to have some control over events, Jesus calls us to a life of discipleship that is not always predictable. But what this life of discipleship lacks in certainty, it more than makes up for with meaning and deep connection with others when we embrace today as a gift to live out our faith. And this all happens when we use the light God has given us by sharing our gifts of talents and resources with others in need. Jesus calls us today to be ready for his return. And as I said 2 weeks ago, this isn't meant to scare or threaten us. Instead, it's meant to remind and empower us that we are called to be lights in the world, reflecting God's great light of love in the darkest places. So what would you be willing to stay up all night to do? What are you truly passionate about sharing with others? What resources do you have, financial and other, that God can use through you for ministry? I hope we'll reflect on all of these questions this season of Advent as we actively wait for Jesus to return. Jesus doesn't want us to live in the past, and Jesus doesn't want us to simply stare into the sky waiting for his future return. Jesus calls us today to the work of being the church in the world, of sharing ourselves and our gifts with others. We can't be certain when Jesus will return, and that's okay, because the Holy Spirit has given us a faith that is beyond certainty, a faith that comes to life when we share the gifts and love God has first given us. Thanks be to God for this light we are called to share with the world. Amen.